The Attorney General's Department has confirmed that the Australian Parliament's website and other government sites were jammed this morning. A group of cyber activists had warned that it would launch a concerted attack on government servers and also jam government phone and fax lines with prank calls. But while the government was aware of the threat, one cybersecurity expert says that any retaliation to block the hackers could create massive problems for other internet users. Sarah Dingle has our report.
The call went out online.
On February 10th, 8 a.m. Australian time, we will begin a DDoS of government servers. This will be quickly followed by porn emails, fax spam, black faxes and prank phone calls to government offices.
Operation Titstorm, a part of Operation Internet Freedom, targeted Australian government servers in an apparent protest against Australia's internet censorship laws. The attacks were launched by a group called Anonymous. 2 days before the attack, they issued a statement saying Australia's laws on internet censorship were amongst the most restrictive in the Western world.
No one messes with our access to perfectly legal or illegal content for any reason. We are legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us.
From 8 a.m, the World Today was unable to access the main homepage of the Australian Parliament and also the homepage of Communications Minister Stephen Conroy and Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. The Attorney General's Department says the Australian Parliament website was unavailable for 50 minutes due to a distributed denial of service attack. Alastair McGibbon is a cybersecurity expert and former director of the Australian Government's high-tech crime centre.
It might be the equivalent of parking a truck across the driveway of a shopping centre so that normal people can't drive in to do their business. The tools that are used to conduct denial of service attacks are increasingly available, and what criminals use is things called botnets, and these are groups of computers, home computers and business computers, that are compromised and controlled by that criminal, and they will point sometimes up to millions of computers against a target. Those botnets are increasingly available. You can rent them from criminal websites. You can make your own.
David Crufty is the president of the newly formed Pirate Party, which campaigns on internet freedom issues. He says the Pirate Party doesn't condone the attacks, but there are a number of reasons why people may feel frustrated, such as the prospect of what's called a three strikes law.
Well, we've narrowly avoided it in the IINet case, and what that means is that on three accusations to your internet service provider that someone on your connection has committed copyright infringement, you could lose all access to use the internet for your entire household. There's no R18 plus rating for games, so games are getting banned in Australia. There's new regulations around what kind of pornography is legal in this country. There's no real voice for the public in this, and so they're getting frustrated, and some elements of the people protesting are going to eventually resort to more rebellious means. There are botnets in the world which are run into the millions of computers. I'm guessing in this case they probably use no more than a few hundred computers.
Alastair McGibbon says compared to most Western nations, the Australian government is well prepared for such attacks.
It clearly cannot stop, you know, all attacks, and I don't think we'd want a situation where you could shut down entire networks to prevent an attack. Let's say the Australian Parliament House website is taken off, the public website. That's one thing. But if you shut down the internet pipes that the attacker is using, then you're shutting down a whole range of other legitimate commerce and legitimate government business. So you need to be careful how you respond to these.
Mr. McGibbon says blocking a website doesn't mean the data itself has been compromised, only public access to it. And some websites are more important than others.
We need to ask, you know, why would you create defences against something that, you know, if it's down for a couple of hours, might be nice to have up all the time, but less relevant than, say, some of those other more essential services.
The Department of Defence says it knew about the attacks beforehand, and the newly opened Cyber Security Operations Centre is continuing to monitor the situation.
Sarah Dingle reporting.